Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
Well, we got a new College Football Hall of Fame ballot. And you know what's crazy about it for me is that these guys are from my day and age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Mark Ingram, obviously. Blocked for him, his Heisman Trophy winning year. Cam Newton was at Auburn in 2010, which is right after I left Bama. RG3, same era. And then Ndamukong Suh also on the ballot, which was he a senior in 2009 when I was a senior? I can't remember, but he was playing at the same time I was in college. But there you go. Mark Ingram, Cam Newton, Robert Griffin III, and Ndamukong Suh are all on the ballot this year. Look, the ballot Monday the winner, the people that are actually going to be announced in January, but there's 79 players, 9 coaches from this ballot, right? So when you look at this and you look at those four, they're all shoe-ins, right? Like we're not kind of debating the fact that these four guys should be on the ballot, right?
Look, I was just thinking that there's a name. I was looking at all the other players on there, and I'm like, your name could show up there one day.
No, it won't.
Yeah,
no,
it could, because you're an All-American,
okay,
which I believe is the criteria for a player.
I think it is, which is ridiculous to me, but yes.
You must have played your last year of football within 50 years, and I think right now you're still within that.
Within 50 years, I hope so.
So you could show up on there at one point. I think that Mark Ingram, Cam Newton, RG3, and Ndamukong Suh are absolutely all College Football Hall of Famers. I don't think that... To me, that those guys, I don't see how any of those guys don't make it in.
Can I throw some of the other bigger names at you and see if you like any of these? How about Iowa's Brad Banks, Eric Bieniemy from Colorado, Dez Bryant, Oklahoma State, Kajana Carter from
Kajana
Penn
Carter.
State, Aaron Donald from Pittsburgh,
Aaron Donald.
Marvin Harrison, Syracuse, Josh Heupel, Oklahoma, James Laurinaitis, Ohio State. He was a dog.
A lot better than people realize.
Ryan Leaf, Washington State, Marshawn Lynch, Cal.
Ryan Leaf, yeah, I think.
Yeah. Simeon Rice, Illinois. And how about Peter Warrick?
Peter Warrick is absolutely college. I'm sorry, but why is Peter Warrick not in the College Football Hall of Fame at this point? The guy was playing in like 98, 99. He was electric. Like, remember when Reggie Bush and had all the, you know, like Peter Warrick was the wide receiver Reggie Bush before Reggie Bush was Reggie Bush. Like, Peter Warrick was unreal.
He was
college
crazy.
Football. And I hated
crazy.
Florida State.
I was going to say, I mean, it just, oh, man. How about these three coaches, Larry Coker, Gary Patterson, Chris Peterson? Any of those three doing anything for you?
I think Gary Patterson and Chris Peterson should be Hall of Famers. Larry Coker is one that's hard for me because he was kind of like It's kind of like a Snitker ass figure.
Dude, I was going to say it. I was like, oh, here we go. I'm just glad you said it.
Long time.
So I don't have to be a Snitker hater.
Long time coach. Now, look, Snitker wasn't handed a team to win a title with. Snitker helped build that team into a winner.
That's probably fair.
Coker was handed a national championship roster.
He was handed a dynasty.
And won one, and I don't blame the second one not winning on him. I blame it on the referees and a terrible call. But he also destroyed a He allowed a program to kind of disintegrate around him. But to me, Gary Patterson was a phenomenal coach. Put TCU on the map. And as far as a winner, and Chris Peterson, Chris Peterson's a College Football Hall of Famer.
I tend to agree with that one as well, man. It just, you look back at some of the things. Really, all these guys on the list, it's like, I don't know how we leave some of these people off.
And I think Mike Leach will make it, too, because of the vote.
Sure.
If your name ends up on a list like this, how many text messages do they get overnight?
Yeah,
your phone has to blow up so much that you can't respond.
If they end up and we find out in January that they're in there, and granted, of the four headliners we mentioned, Mark Ingram, Cam Newton, RG3, and Ndamukong Suh, three of those guys won the Heisman Trophy, and another one was a defensive tackle that was actually a finalist. So their squad's probably like, yeah, man, yeah, we see it. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, same old, same old. Yeah, the Heisman got, Hall of Fame, whatever. Big deal.
But, I mean, look at the impact Cam Newton had and RG3 had. And all four of those guys you just named had huge impacts. I think, and just don't get mad at me, but to me, if I had to pick between those four, Mark Ingram might be the last one in. And only because that was a really, really, really good team. The offensive line had all Americans on it.
You buttered me up.
Julio Jones was on that team. The defense, I mean, don't get me started on that defense was phenomenal. They had all Americans over there, too. And it was a run first team
I think that Mark's impact, because remember, he won the Heisman Trophy as a sophomore, and then he gets dinged up as a junior and he just leaves, right? That was his last year. I think he missed like three or four games during his junior season. Never captured that much success. So he was kind of a flash in the pan. He really only started a full season one time in college, won the Heisman Trophy. Trent started taking carries away from him the next year. He got injured, and then he was in the NFL. So I'm kind of with you on that. Now, obviously, when you look at Cam Newton, that's a whole other boat. He played one season of college football at Auburn, and then it was like, I'm out. But he did enough in that one season to make it pretty recognizable.
Yeah, he had some moments as a freshman at Florida. Gets told to leave school. Goes to junior college, wins a national title there, and then goes and wins a national title at Auburn. So, yeah.
Pretty good player.
Now, it's time for Allie's Mic Drop.
No, it's Mac Drop.
Oh, Mac Drop on the morning shift. The Mac Daddy
make you up. I want you guys to be thinking about what you find oddly satisfying, because I'm going to ask you about it when I tell you my story.
I don't think I want to talk about that.
You know what I'm talking about. The first scoop out of a peanut butter jar, something like that. Something simple.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call.
I think I've hit peak adulthood because I got the most satisfaction out of something so mundane. It's been going on for a couple days now. I was out weeding this weekend. Yes, we're trying to take care of our yard because the HOA is on us.
Don't want to get another letter.
So I've been digging out the weeds out of our mulch. And yes, you are very clever if you're in my DMs this weekend when I posted a photo of me weeding and you said, trying to get the HOA off your back.
Yes,
got it.
Yes.
So while the weeding itself was incredibly satisfying, I understand gardening now because I had my headphones on. I made all my calls to the people that I need to get back in touch with, my family. I pulled up, on Fubo. I watched the Braves game while I was out there. It was just so satisfying. I was out there for 3 hours. The bugs didn't bother me. It was amazing. But that's not the oddly satisfying part. Though I do believe that could be a new hobby for me. Now, every time I drive home, I am an eagle eye on those beds that I cleared out.
Yes.
I am just staring at my mulch, and I love seeing it so pristine and clean. I'm so proud of myself.
Yes. Yes.
Every time I'm driving out my driveway, I'm like, yep, look at that black mulch.
I installed landscape lighting like in my beds around my house. We have big pine straw beds, and I installed landscape lighting, and I'm like, lights on the trees and like around the border. Like, I found myself for the following 2 months, I have a motion sensor light in the driveway, and so I would literally pull out of the driveway, and then I'd wait until the motion sensor light would turn off so that I could get the full effect of the landscape lighting out there. It's just like, I'm like, I know that, like, somebody's watching me going, what is this guy doing every single morning when he pulls out? I'm waiting on the floodlight to go off so I can get the full effect.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know what's funny is I cleaned the garage over Memorial Day weekend, and my garage had gotten so I clean it twice a year.
Yeah.
And it had been gone. It had gone like almost a year. And it part of it was pork chop kind of interfered with it. And it got so bad. You couldn't see the floor in some spots. Every time I've walked out there, even in the morning, I just like, I will put my bag in my truck. And I'll turn around and look at the garage. And I go,
so much room for activities.
Look how good. I could come out here with a lawn chair and watch that computer monitor I have a Fire Stick plugged into.
You could do the same thing I did. Should I put a TV out here? Yeah, probably so. Yeah, I should put a TV.
Dude, every time I clean it, I'm like, got to put a TV up.
Got to put a TV up there and a mounted fan in the corner. Yeah.
I literally have a computer monitor that I have plugged into a power strip and I plugged a Fire Stick into it.
Yep. Why wouldn't you?
And I mean, but it's not hung. It's not mounted. It's just leaned up on one of the shelves. Yeah. And if you lean it the wrong way, it just powers itself off.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of streaming services now in those Fire Sticks, is we are not imprisoned to where your cable box is anymore.
I have a TV on my deck, just completely away from everything that I ran a cord to. And I was like, man, this is so nice. I can just walk out. I don't have to worry about any of that.
Every TV in my house has a Fire Stick hooked into it.
Yeah, man. It's good stuff. So hopefully no letters for you.
No letters so far, hopefully.
Took you 3 hours.
It took me three hours.
You got a letter.
Well, and underneath our... Thanks, Mike. Underneath our mailbox, I was digging in the mulch and I found all these bulbs that just didn't sprout.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like pulling them out and everything. And I was thinking, does everybody see that I don't know what I'm doing? And I thought to myself, I was like, anytime I drive by someone gardening, I don't think they don't know what they're doing.
No.
I look like a professional.
Yeah, you just fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
Yeah, like nobody knows. It's like parenting. There's really not any secret to it. You just kind of go about it until things are done, and you're like, "All right, cool."
You gotta get the lawn gaze where you walk back away from it, the grass, and you just kind of peer into
the 5 mile stare.
Yeah. Oh, that's happening a lot.
But
put your hands on your hips.
Yeah. I went in a couple times. Grant, come look at the mulch.
I'm gonna tell you something. When someone drives by, they'll be like, "What?" She loves her grill. Look at how she's looking at her grill. She's taking care of business. And then you won't get no letters.
No matter
how bad it looks.
Yeah. Take that, HOA president. You and your pictures that you emailed us. I don't need it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.